United States Citizenship and Immigration Services has a backlog of around 6 million immigration benefit requests, with an additional 8.5 million pending requests that are not in the backlog yet because they aren't ready for adjudication. This means that the USCIS has 13.7 million benefit requests to do in addition to the new applications it is receiving. The USCIS plans to hire 4,000 additional employees by the end of this calendar year, but the agency has been overwhelmed for years by a backlog crisis that wasn't caused entirely by an employee shortage, and its backlog won't be brought under control just by adding more employees. This has been an ongoing problem in the nation for the last 4, 5+ years. I repeat, an ongoing problem in this nation for the last 4 to 5 years that has not been fixed. And so to hear people whining and crying and blaming one man for the problems that we have with our immigration system is just a bald-faced lie. And so let's see if I have this right. 4 to 5 years ago, let's see, Donald Trump was the president of the United States 4 years ago. There was an ongoing problem with people who were trying to get access into this country during his time. And you hear the people lying and calling out and saying Donald Trump fixed the border crisis. Well, you know, when you look again at the fact that 18 million people have not been able to move into citizenship in this country legally, then you understand why there's so many at the border who are trying to get in. Why have they not been able to fix the legal entry into this nation? Once again, Republicans who continue to do everything within their power to destroy equal opportunities for people to come into this country, especially from Central American nations. And what do you think is at the root of that? Well, if you don't know, I'll tell you. But to continue to talk about these problems and not fix them for political reasons is what's at the root of it. So how do you begin to fix it? How do you begin to fix a backlog of 18 million people and a nation that is short on workers? Where and why is that not prioritized? The agency's fee for servicing funding model requires it to comply with the Administrative Procedure Act rulemaking procedures to adjust the amount of the fees. This includes extensive fact gathering, analysis, negotiations, and navigating through multiple reviews conducted by various offices in USCIS, DHS, and OMB. Then it must provide notice and a meaningful opportunity for the public to offer comments on proposed fee changes, with the public comment period closes. The agency must consider and draft responses to the unique requirements. Then, except for the initial fact-gathering phase, the review process is repeated, with the final rule similarly requiring the USCIS Director, DHS, and OMB to review and approve it. It takes a long time. It took approximately 2.5 years to move the August 3rd, 2020 rule through the entire process from the initial fact gathering to publication of the final version in the Federal Register. By the time USCIS issued that final rule, the data on which it was based was outdated. You want to know why all those people are at the border? We have a system that is broken that does not allow swift enough access for people who are lined up and have been lined up for years to gain citizenship in this country. Now, you know, for those who think that these things are right, well, you know, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. The ombudsman says this is their solution, that they should re-engineer the agency's biennial fee review process and associated staffing models to ensure that they proactively project the amounts needed to meet targeted processing time goals for future processing and backlogging adjudications. Seek public appropriations to cover the cost of delivering humanitarian-based immigration benefits. Consider seeking congressional authority to establish a new financing stream through the Federal Financing Bank or through some other mechanism to provide funds as needed. At its discretion, request annual appropriations specifically earmarked for eliminating backlog. Resume the use of the authority to adjust fees annually on the basis of salary inflation factor calculation. These recommendations would improve the funding system, but it would make more sense to fund the agency with congressional appropriations instead of trying to make the application fee-based system work, which is what the Republicans are shooting for. Always on the wrong side of the issue, but yet no miles louder than theirs when it comes to what needs to be fixed. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, what's going on?
Well, you and I and Sandy had this discussion there.
I'm not talking about you, I, and Sandy. I'm talking about what I'm talking about right now.
Yep, and your party doesn't want to solve it. They want to keep it as a campaign.
What are you talking about? I just got through telling you this is an article from The Hill that says Republicans have been in the way of denying access.
Right. Well, I guess there's a way to do legal access.
This is what we're talking about. I'm talking about legal access, man. What is wrong with your ears?
No, you're not.
What are you talking about? Listen, man, I'm not going to put up with you. I told you these. I'm talking about legal access. 18 million people are waiting for legal access. What part of that don't you understand?
And what part don't you understand that on day one, Joe Biden signed an executive order number 13 to stop the border?
Hey, cut him off, man. Cut him off. I'm not going to put up with that foolishness. That's what's at the root of it. You know, wasting time talking to somebody who does not listen. 13 million people waiting legally to get access into this nation. And you've got people like the last caller. I'm not even going to mention his name anymore. Ignoring that reality. And instead wanting to point at one man. I told you this happened over the last 5 years when Donald Trump was president. But you ignore that. You ignore that, even though that's fact. This is an article in The Hill. Look it up. Or maybe you have trouble spelling The Hill. You know, maybe we can help you with that. It is absolutely mind-boggling, and it is what frustrates people so much in this nation and why the nation is in the trouble it's in. It's in whether you want to believe it or not, or whether you want to accept it or not, this nation is in severe trouble because you've got people like the last caller who are going to deny facts and then argue what is indisputable. Anyway, I'm not going to allow him to get under my skin. We attempt to have a conversation with him, but what's the point? You know, there's a block in his mind, and far too many people like him, and it is why the nation is in and faces the troubles that it faces, because he only sees things through one prism, and unfortunately, it's the wrong one. Got to go to a break. See you, Tom. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Not going to waste my time with that kind of foolishness. Not today. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.